yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honour to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So it's been a busy couple days for you all. Your focus has been on the collective good, and we're very excited to see that. There was a lot of shifting of energy that occurred over the last several days, not so much because of any particular alignment celestially, but rather because your focus was on that of the collective spirit. So we want to applaud you for the efforts that you made. And rather than just doing that for a singular day, we suggest that you do that every single day. You can do it for a moment or two, a minute or two, when you first rise in the morning, or even before you rise, as you're laying there in bed. Simply set your intent for the collective will. What would you like to see transpire? The one thing we will say as you are moving forward here is that you're going to have to let go of what you think things look like. What we suggest you start doing more often is to hold the frequency, to imagine what that state would feel like. Right now, you're using your feelings because that's what you're using as your barometer in the 3D model. In 5D, you don't have emotions. You have a different frequency range, which are an equivalent to emotions, but you don't experience emotions in the same way. We know that's a bit hard to wrap your mind around when you're so immersed in emotions where you are. But use how you feel to be your guide in what you're pulsing out, what you desire. So if instead of seeing what that scenario looks like, the picture of it in your mind's eye, rather feel it. Feel your way through it. And the reason we say this to you is because what you're moving into hasn't been created, and each time you go back to the old vision, as it were, you are going back to the old stories. It's hard to break out of the box when you keep using the pictures from the box. Do you follow us there? So if you're working strictly with the vibration, it's going to make it much easier for you to call in something new because you're not limiting what that frequency looks like because you're not focused on the image of it. But when the frequency appears in front of you, you recognize it. You say, ah, this feels familiar. This is what I was asking for. It's not what I was expecting to get as far as what it looks like, but nonetheless, there it is. Great. Above and beyond what I could have imagined. So we encourage you to work more with the frequency. And that's going to help you a lot, no matter what it is, because in a sense, you're walking between two modalities right now. Many of you are feeling a bit apathetic. You're feeling a bit off track because you don't like playing in the old arena. It's boring. It feels heavy. It's not exciting. And yet you don't know what the new arena looks like yet because you haven't explored it, you haven't pulsed it out, and you haven't stepped into it. So you're kind of caught in the middle right now. So some of you are feeling a bit uninspired. Go back to your inner connections. Go back to you connecting with source energy, and we'll talk a bit more about that as we go. And really that just means connecting with source is as simple as thinking of something that makes you smile. When you smile, you get yourself heart-centered. All right, you get that feel-good feeling running, that energy running through your body, you're heart-centered, you're out of the mind.